This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get into it. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. It is Friday. Yes, it is. 15th of November, 50 for the high today. My name is Moose, and that is Breezy.
Good morning.
What's up, girl?
Morning.
I'll pay for your food, but not your booze. This is a hot button for a lot of people, I would imagine. And take a listen to the message we got from a guy named Larry, who lives right here in the city. Posted something similar to his Facebook, and it got a huge response. And I reached out and I said, hey, would you mind sending me a message in more detail about your situation? And he said, sure. And he says, I'm an alcoholic, and when I quit drinking 6 years ago, vowed to never spend another dime on it. Well, we were at a bar last weekend watching the Bills and Colts game, and I had to pay for everyone's food, which I agreed to do because we take turns. But I did not pay for their drinks. And now the two people in my group who have become close friends of mine have been calling me cheap. And I won't lie, it pissed me off.
Mm-hmm.
Is it strange or acceptable that I won't spend money on alcohol, whether it's for me or not, after being sober for so long?
Interesting.
585-252-9800. Give us a call or shoot us a text. Can you really consider someone cheap for not wanting to spend a dime on a drink? Even if it is for someone else, because they are sober. And in Larry's case, this guy quit drinking 6 years ago, which, good on him, man. And 6 years is a long time. That's a struggle for some people to stay sober that long.
Yeah, and congrats. I mean, listen, I can see both sides. If this is a round robin situation and they pay, Johnny pays this Sunday, Mike pays this Sunday, blah, 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 blah. And they're all covering all bases when it comes to drinks.
Yeah.
I can see where they'd be like, okay, I wasn't planning on spending money today because you said this. You know what I mean? This was the unwritten agreement. But at the same time, I understand. And you need to like make exceptions to the rules. I'm talking his friends that like, hey, this isn't a situation he feels super comfortable with. So let's just cover our own drinks.
It's like, yeah, you're cheap. And I was like,
that's like kind of insensitive though to say, don't you think? Like, I don't know. I always take issue with people who, and listen, everyone's recovery journey is different, but like, if someone who is sober and doesn't drink tells other people they can't drink, it's like,
no, I don't. I mean, listen, I know a couple of friends who
don't know about all that.
Recovering alcoholics, and they would never do that.
Right. But there are some people that do. I'm not saying that this is the case for this guy, but I don't know. This is a tough one because I can definitely see both sides. I'm more erring to the side of him, in support of him, because this is, if it goes against your moral core values, then yeah, I probably wouldn't do something like that either. if somebody asks me to spend money on something that I simply don't agree with, I'm not spending money on it, period. That's my money. I'm just not doing it. I know myself well enough to know that.
I don't know. I'm kind of on the in-between on this one because I don't expect somebody to spend money on something that was practically killing them, you know? But like you said, you guys have been doing this for quite some time. You know the drill. You all go out one time, Jane gets it. The other time, Frank will pick up the bill. Now it was your turn. And you're always going to be tempted. There's always going to be temptation no matter what. You're hanging out in a bar, for God's sake.
Yeah.
So if you can do that, why not just be able to throw a couple more bucks at the bill for whatever they paid for?
Because this is a solid boundary that he has set, and he's not willing to go back on that for himself or for anybody around him. He's like, drink all you want. I'm not paying for it, though. I totally get it. This person says, Larry, you're not cheap. As an addict myself, a recovering addict at that, I absolutely understand where you're coming from. That's from Alicia. This person says, not cheap at all. Stick to it. Congratulations on keeping to yourself. This person says, I'm not calling anyone cheap. If they're paying for my stuff, I would say thank you and keep it pushing. This person says, this guy should not be paying for their drinks. Everyone else should understand that this guy's sober. He needs to get friends who support his sobriety. And lastly, I 100% agree with this guy. They should support his sobriety. And that's not being cheap. Good for him for sticking to his boundaries. So everyone kind of echoing the side that I was pushing myself towards.
Let's get over to, we have a bartender weighing in right now by the name of Matt, who says, I can confirm that I've seen situations like this. And I don't know why friends would ever have a problem with something like this. If your friend is sober and doesn't want to spend a dime on alcohol, he shouldn't have to. This person, sup, Moose and Breezy. So I am 100% sober, always have been. And even when I was a child, I just never paid attention to the glass of red wine my mom would have with dinner every night. And now that I'm older, I've realized that I either lose friends or don't have many left because I don't drink. Mm. It's so odd, but if this guy is in recovery, then shame on his friends. And it's sad that they would make him feel bad about spending money, like Moose said, on the very thing that was ruining his entire life. Get new friends. Okay.
Yeah.
This is all very one-sided, clearly. Who else is here? If you guys are just tuning in, this Facebook post that Larry, a guy that lives right here in the city, put on Facebook yesterday, got a huge response. I reached out to him. I said, do you mind sharing your story in more detail? And he's been in recovery for, 6 years?
Mm-hmm.
They were at a bar watching Bill's Colts game last weekend. He paid for everyone's food, but refused to pay for their drinks because they all take turns paying. And some of his friends are calling him cheap for not picking up the drinks, even though he's in recovery. He vowed to himself to never spend another dime on alcohol. We got a listener here. Lisa says, this kind of sounds like he was trying to get out of paying because my brother is sober. And the thing is, he realizes you will never be able to get away from temptation. You're surrounded by it all day, every day. So him buying his friends a couple of drinks doesn't mean he's going to start drinking again all of a sudden. That's just my opinion.
But, like, there's a difference between temptation and just, like, not wanting to do something. Because, obviously, temptation is not an issue. He's at a bar. They go to a bar, it sounds like, every Sunday.
He can handle it. Yeah.
It's just the whole idea of, like, this very thing almost killed me and took my life. I'm not going to put any more money into this empire that is the alcohol industry. This person says, maybe buying a drink for somebody else is a trigger for him, and he's trying to avoid and prevent himself from drinking. But if he doesn't want to say that to people, he doesn't have to. This person says, I'm recently sober, and you wouldn't believe the friends, in quotes, that bounced. Not real friends. My circle is so much happier now.
It's crazy to me, and I've realized this over the years. There's, and even in relationships, I've seen this. People want a drinking partner. They want to be able to go out and just get just completely plastered. And they feel left out if somebody's not going to join in and do that with them.
Yeah.
I've seen couples do this. And it became really toxic. But you will lose friends, 100%. I've seen it.
See, Yeah.
You're not going to drink? You're not drinking? And people don't like it. And I've always found it bizarre because you don't have to. Do what you want to do.
Right.
But there are people that don't accept it.
My girlfriend and I are not heavy drinkers. I just, for so many reasons, I really can't get into all of them. But like, this was a situation we found ourselves in on the 4th of July. We were on the boat and I had a friend on. It was 9 a.m.
Yeah.
And she was like bullying my girlfriend into drinking. She's like, why aren't you drinking? What? And my girlfriend's like, it's 10:30. Like, why are you drinking? You know what I mean? And it's just because if you're doing something that you feel insecure about or self-conscious about, you want everyone to join in because you don't want to be alone in doing so.
Well,
so
that's
you feel
what I'm
less bad about yourself.
And, you know, I don't think it's bad to start drinking early. You know what they say. Can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning, you know.
Right.
Thank you guys for the text. I just found this post very interesting.
It definitely is a conversation starter. It definitely asks some hard-hitting questions.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a right answer, but based on the opinions that we've gotten from our friends, seems like everyone's Team Larry, honestly.
And there you have it. Larry, thank you so much for your original message. Appreciate that. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.